Sen? We will begin first with Guru Pranam, worshipping the Guru within us, the Guru outside of us, the light of all lights. Om Akhand Mandalakaram Vyapatam Yen Characharam Tatpadam Darshitam Ye Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. So before I start today's to talk about today's topic, I would like to start with one pointer. One pointer. Remember this pointer. Just one thing. Can you all hear me well? Yes? Yes? Okay. The pointer is when you inhale, the sense of I or the being or the ego arises. And as you exhale, it dissolves. Just remember this. Whenever you are confused, frustrated, agitated in any situation, if I have to give you one pointer, before you even do any process, before you begin to utilize or put forth any process, start and begin with this first. Remembering, remembering as you inhale, the sense of I. I means ego has arisen. And as you exhale, it dissolves. So, where are you going to put more attention to? Exhaling. Why? Because we want to eliminate the ego, no? Ego is the cause of every problem. So, if you want to be peaceful in your life, happy in your life, you have to get rid of this ego. Ego begins with the arising of I. And when it begins to have an association with thought, it becomes I thought. Okay? That is what Ramana Maharishi, Sri Sri Ramana Maharishi says. Latch on to the I thought. From where does this I arise? But before you put all of that into process, remember, whenever you are in any situation, it is the most simplest thing to do. I want to be with truth. Clear choice. That choice is very important. What is my choice? What am I choosing in my life? Happiness, peace, joy, okay, if that is your clear choice. Ego has to go. You can't have an ego, and you cannot have. If you want happiness in your life, you have to get rid of ego. You cannot have ego in your life and still be happy. At least not for long. So, one simple pointer. before I even begin this satsang. Because I know we have what we call as attention span, a very low attention span, all of us. So I'm putting the most important thing first, just before we even start, is that I choose no ego. I choose peace. I choose happiness. And for that, I have to be where I have to dissolve my ego. And if there's something that I can do about it is, I breathe, I realize ego is arising. And as I exhale and relax, because you see, when you exhale deeply and slowly, what happens? There is an automatic relaxation that takes place, right? So make sure that you're exhaling breath. You can practice it even when you're alone. Very interesting thing. Watch the inhalation breath and then follow the exhalation breath fully till it dissolves on its own. Just gently follow it and you will meet a sense of peace which validates what I am trying to say. That where the exhalation breath meets its end is where the ego has left you. Okay? So this is one important pointer I am beginning with. Now, so pointer, do I repeat the pointer? Irrespective of you have problem or don't have any problem. Whenever you inhale, just mentally understand. This is ego arising. You see, your chest swells when you take. Huh? Pride. And when you release and relax and exhale, you relax. You are letting go of the ego. So, every time choose this. Of course, the high inhalation will happen. Let the inhalation happen. But your focus is deeply relaxing and exhaling. Okay? So this is very important. Now, many of you are getting very good results. I am getting through many people of the KSA, Kriya Shakti affirmations. I am ever loved. I am ever powerful. I am ever safe. So somebody's found love. Somebody's found some new opportunities of work. Somebody's found something else. They're growing. And with that, ego is also growing. Yeah, what does it mean? I'm happy that it is giving a sense of worthiness to many people. A new sense of worthiness, peace, joy. But somebody came and told me the other day that why don't we consciously manifest things? So there is a many, you know, books and things written on it. Power of the Subconscious Mind, for example. I'm giving an example by Joseph Murphy. Yes. So many such books are there. In that he tells and other people tell about visualizing in your, keeping your eyes closed and visualizing that you, if you want a brand new car, then you visualize sitting in that car, right? If you want a relationship with a beautiful woman, then visualize that moment of time that you are with a beautiful woman and it will begin to happen. There is a lot of truth in that, but I want to ask you one thing. Is that the purpose of our spiritual pursuit? That is not the purpose even of Kriya Shakti affirmations. Kriya Shakti affirmations are not to bring in your life more and more desires. The purpose of Kriya Shakti affirmation is to rewire those brain wirings, rewiring those circuits which were tuned to failure. Not that you create another pathways of greed and desires. There is a difference in that. Because if we start manifesting things, and it is possible, why not? Mind is very much capable of doing many wonderful things in their life. But what will happen with that? We are going to create more and more objects, more and more things. Our focus, we should be on our spiritual growth. Will you get distracted into something else? The reason why Kriya Shakti affirmations are given is so that people who have been thinking incorrectly, wrongly, and bringing in their life failures of all kinds, you are reversing that through KSA. But in no way we are going to put ideas or imaginations or imagery or visualizations about how much more money I can get. Some people I heard were thinking that we should sleep and visualize ourselves sleeping on a pile of cash so that we get more money. This is ridiculous. You know, that is not going to give you any freedom. It will in fact create more bondage. You will go become more and more, you bound yourself to materiality. And that is not the crux of Kriya Shakti affirmations or the teachings of Kriya Shakti. The teachings of Kriya Shakti or the Soma Kriya Shakti is to induce Soma, the bliss, so that you can do inquiry, deep spiritual inquiry of the style of Sri Ramana Maharshi. So, very, very clearly, any Kriya that we are doing or any of the process that has been given in Soma Kriya Shakti is only and only for moving into and eliminating the I thought, the sense of ego. Understand this. But why Soma? Is because Soma is that natural juice, rasa, that is within me. And when I connect with Soma, all other attractions of the outer world are become to fade when we do it. That is why I am putting Soma Kriya Shakti. Otherwise, even self-inquiry through the ISIP process, implosive self-inquiry process, is what we used to teach and what I used to teach and still teach. But I incorporated Soma for this reason. Is when you connect to those chemicals, that liquid, that ambrosia, then inquiry becomes easy and effortless. Okay, so it is not to create situations where you become, you know, you go back into the world and start going into your own and fantasies and start to create a world of more and more fantasies. I must give a warning a little bit. KSA is not for that. Not to create more and more illusions in your life. While at the same time, I'm happy if things automatically become and you have things coming to you on their own. That is okay. But one must not chase desires. If we have to chase, we have to only chase one thing. How do I eliminate ego? How? Who it is? Who am I? Who is this I and who is this ego? That answer, that is inquiry and only when you come to this I and eliminate this I, you can find lasting happiness and joy. Not by filling your life with objects. Okay, please understand this thing. There is a very popular story, very famous story about a person who used to meditate, and a guru gave mantra to the person. And while she was doing mantra, some power began to happen. Now, for example, we say, no, I am all powerful, right? It's a mantra. It's a mantra. Now, this mantra was powerful mantra. And as she was doing this, Kundalini became, happened, and she started getting things wherever she would put her mind into. She became a very great yogi. Anything she would think, it would manifest. That's powerful. That is possible through any mantra, which is called as siddhis. If you repeat a particular mantra in a certain way, with the vibrations of it, you start to happen. Same thing can happen with KSA. Same thing can happen with KSA. You repeat something. I'm very powerful. I'm more powerful. I'm very powerful. Ever powerful. You can start to achieve and attain things around. But I have to warn here. So the story is like this before I give the warning. Story is like this, that she became efficient in doing things in mantras and started achieving many things. But in between, few times she would go to sleep during the mantra. Sometimes, like you're supposed to do 108 mantras, for example, of a particular mantra, 108 times. At 70, she would fall asleep. When she fell asleep, she lost that, right? So she cries because she could not complete the 38 that she was supposed to do. So she goes to God and weeps and weeps and weeps and cries and cries. Oh God, I slept while I was doing your mantra. Any particular deity, she was doing a particular sadhana of a particular deity. And to the deity, she would fall on the feet and say, I'm sinned. I have done. You have given me so much power, so many things in my life. And look, I can't even do 108. That would happen once or twice or three times maximum in a month. But she would really cry her heart out. Tears would flow from her eyes. How did I sleep? How did I sleep? Why did I sleep? One day, as she was on the 10th day or 15th day, again, she was sleeping. As she was sleeping, a person from inside woke her up. Come on, get up, get up. You need to do the mantra. You need to do the mantra. Finish your mantra. Finish your mantra. She said, who's this? Is it God? He said, no, I'm not God. He said, who are you? Who are you? He said, I am the devil. I am Satan. And she said, Satan? Why have you come here to wake me up to my mantra? When, you should be happy that I could not finish the mantra, because that would bring me closer to God. Instead, you have woken me up in between so that I could complete my mantra. He said, no, I am interested that you finish up your 108. But she said, why? Aren't you supposed to be opposite to the God, Satan, devil is supposed to be someone opposite. He says, I am doing my job very well. Because if you don't do the mantra, you become more closer to God. When you finish off your mantra, 108, you are in pride and ego. And you are towards me. So I am telling you, finish off the mantra so that you can come to me. See the difference what I am saying? Your humility. You must always watch out. Whatever sadhanas you are doing in your life, are you also growing ego in it? Are you also growing some kind of pride in it? Because if you are doing that, then you are going the other way. Many people have pride about small, small things. I can do this. You know, I have done these practices. I have done that. Even small, even things about their life. There is an element of ego that comes. They pride about stupid things in their life and think that that will bring them to God. If you have a sense of ego arising in you for some of the things that you can do and others can't do, then you are way away from the light that you are seeking. Always and always be truly humble, because God has given you this when many people don't have this opportunity to do sadhana. Even the opportunity to do sadhana is rare thing that people can have. Look at around you. You tell me, how many people actually are doing sadhana? Tell me. Today you have, for God has provided you with many things, you know, and some things, and many things He may not have provided you, which others have got. But you keep looking at, we keep looking at things that God has not provided us, but we don't look at this thing, that the biggest thing that God has provided us is this heart and this intellect and this heart which says, I want to be near light, I want to be near truth. No. So, my only thing is that recognize the devil in you when he speaks. You know, none of the attainments in your life are that important other than two things. And I will tell you those two things that are very important. This knowingness, this realization. There are only two things that really matter every day in your life. This knowingness and realization. I am nobody. I am nothing. That's the first realization. I am nobody. I am nothing. And the second realization. He is everything. And He is everybody. You can call it God. You can call it Paramatma. You can call it Rabba. You can call it whatever name you want to give. He is everything and everybody. I am nothing and nobody. The more you will come to this deeper realization, you will meet more and more happiness and joy. That I can tell you. These objects that they need not be renounced physically. So that is not what I'm saying. Oh, go and give it everything, you know, donate everything to it, live a poverty life. No, of course, we will not do that. We are all intelligent beings. That's not what I'm saying. But our association with these objects are very important. How are we associating? How are we identifying with them? Is there a sense of deep desires and ownership? Then you will have ego. Every time you attain something, your ego will swell. Or watch it when it does that. And then smile and tell yourself, I am nobody, I am nothing. He is everything. He is everybody. He does everything. Which we say Kriya Shakti, right? We can say Kriya Shakti, we can say God, whatever you want to give to energy to that name, we can give it. You understand what I'm saying here? It was important for me to say this, that the entire pursuit, the purpose of our life is to realize this only. That's why in the Bible is written, from dust we come, into dust we go. That is how it is. What pride are we having? What? What for? All will go away in time. Yeah? So, first thing you have to understand. Am I going deeper into this realization every day of my life? I am nobody, He is everything. I am nothing. He is everything. If not, you have allowed ego to be with you somewhere or the other. Tease it out. How do we do this now? That's the biggest thing. How? Only through inquiry, self-inquiry, only through that process, it is possible that we do. So, you may have realized how we have, let's understand the process. In our daily life, we are not aware of ego. Right? Nobody of us are aware of ego. But we are aware of thoughts. All of us are aware of thoughts. What is ego? From where has this ego come? There is no such thing as ego. There is no such thing as ego, actually. But the moment these thoughts and your I begins to establish a relationship and connection, ego arises. So, thoughts, whatever thoughts are floating around in your mind, who goes and latches on to that? Who's going and latching out to that? I must need this. I must have that. I am angry. I am frustrated. I am disappointed. I am sad. I am fearful. Who's going and latching to that thought? Have you ever come to any realization which says, okay, let these thoughts be what they are. I will not allow this ego to go and have a connection with this thought. Let's see. What happens? 70,000 thoughts, it seems, move around in a day. Many are negative in our life. Many are positive in our lives. Some are negative, some are positive. Ego prefers whatever it wants to prefer and latches onto it. Thereby establishing this very deep connection with it and arises the ego. I have arisen. I am a successful person. Yay. Or I am a failure. So sad. It's a thought. And you are moving in this direction all the time. Supposing you say, let the thoughts do what it want to do. Because thoughts are going to go. 70,000 different thoughts are moving in a day. One more thought is going in a day. So what? And supposing I just, before the ego goes and springs and latches onto it, I latch onto this I and sit. I sit with this I. What happens? When I just sit with this I, which is the ego, it hasn't yet become ego because it hasn't not yet latched onto this thought. But supposing I, before it latches onto the thought, I just latch onto I. This feeling. I. This feeling. I. You have prevented a catastrophe to happen. You have prevented that I to become ego. You see? Because it's become still there and there. And when the my has become still, there is nothing there. Have you ever seen? Try it out. I, a thought. Forget the thought. Just latch on to this feeling, I. You will see it's gone. Because we have the tendency of latching again and again to different thoughts, again and again, again and again, again and again. It has become a habitual pattern of the I to entertain thoughts and to keep establishing relationship with it. And that's what we call as ego. And what happens with ego is, nothing wrong in ego. If you are to accomplish something, you have to do some of the ego. Some ego is important if I have to accomplish something. but you must have minimum involvement of the ego in it. Minimum. Most of the time, you must come back to this I and rest. And when work needs to be done, okay, you have to understand ego has to function. So I'm using the ego to do this. Managing this I is very important. You understand what I'm saying? Managing I. Because that is where all your dukkha is. Suffering is. And supposing you keep being in this I, just staying in this I, it will have a big problem one day, which I have many times, is to try to go and I have to force my I to go and latch onto a particular thought. That's how it becomes. Because you are so happy, so filled with joy, you don't need any object, any thought at all. This I is enough. And when the I reverses back, it disappears, leaving you in what we call as Sat Chit Ananda. Okay? Now, this is what you have to try. Process is only one. Only one. After you've done your KSA, after doing your Kriya, when you are in your normal daily life, walking, doing something, suddenly you feel some agitation, some sadness, some despair, some frustration, anything, some desire that creates agitation in you. Ask, who is feeling this? Who? And then from there, you'll come to know it is the body mind who's feeling it, because I am witnessing my body mind feeling this shakiness, feeling this agitation. Right? I go to this I who is at the background of that experience, because everything is, all the agitation, all the despair, all the frustration is not happening to this I. It is happening to the body mind. The real I, the self, is behind, at the background. Okay, you understand what I'm saying? Only thing you do is breathe and exhale. And with this inquiry, who is feeling this? Who feels this frustration? Who feels this depression? Who feels this sadness? Even who feels this pain in my body? Who's feeling it? I am feeling it. Who is this I? Oh, I am at the background. This is happening on the foreground. Yeah, great. It's going to go away. Because anything in the foreground is temporary. When the body itself is temporary, the mind itself is temporary, how can this be permanent? Nothing is permanent. So then you relax into that background permanent state and keep being there. And every time the eye goes, you see, you watch your tendency. When you are in fear, the eye always keeps entertaining the same thought. See, watch it. It goes back again and again, again and again, again and again. And you relentlessly be in the eye and recognize this. Ah, I recognize what you are doing. I know what game and mischief you are trying to play, Mr. I would rather hold you there. Hold your steps. Don't move towards the thoughts. Right? Observe it. And latch on to this I. And that I will lead you to, when it is caught, when you catch it, when you catch the I, it releases you of the problems that are there. So holding this sense of I at the background is very important. Yeah, you can use your breath. Like I said, the first pointer, as you release your breath, as you exhale, I'm going deeper into my background. Use the exhaling breath as a ladder. Downwards, backwards. And relax into the background state. That you must keep doing as much as you can. Check and hold your eye. Has his eye gone too much further away into a thought? If you don't check it, what I'm saying, I'm giving you the very simple basic formula that I will become ego. It will turn and transform into ego. But if you keep the I as it is, it will dissolve. Very simple. This is the only practice where, I mean, only practice means Soma practices, KSA practices, Kriya practices are all things to build your, to strengthen your discipline, to bring more awareness in your mind, to rewire your circuits. But those are complementary. These are the real practice, the inquiry. Coming back to the sense of I at the background. Relaxing and sinking into it. Yes? Now, that is first part, which will tell you, I am nothing. What was the second part? He is everything. He is everything. Now, who is this he? When everything is nothing, I am nothing, then everything is nothing? No. Not like that. Jnana leads to bhakti. When you keep holding the sense of I at the background, staying there, you will see something from beneath that will begin to hold you. That is experiential. In your life also, many times you have experienced this. All of us. You cannot deny this. I don't know. God only saved me. I don't know. Everything was going wrong. Suddenly some magic happened. Something great happened. And God only have made me do this. I don't know. I could not have pulled out of it. Who's doing that? Who's that God? When you keep holding the sense of I at all times, something from beneath, underneath that I hugs you, holds you, loves you, and you feel most safe, more secured than anything in this world. You just know he has responded to you. We will never know who that he is, to be honest. And neither we should make an attempt. It is not possible. Because a drop cannot know the ocean. The moment the drop will come near the ocean, it will become part of it. You cannot find where the drop is, where the ocean is. It just becomes one. But it becomes bigger than the drop. You become larger, oceanic. That oceanic love begins to hold you. For instance, you can call it Shakti. You can call it, I don't know what words I have to use. No word can actually be used. It is your own experience and knowledge that as you keep holding to the path of humility and love of the I, you begin to become so pure that something from inside holds you and hugs you, loves you, cherishes you, celebrates you. We call it God. We call it Shakti. Whatever. You know. So remember, again I am saying, KSA is not for manifesting things or objects in your life. If you utilize that for that purpose, you're doing the wrong way. We have to utilize that only and only because some wrong rewiring we have done. Once we have done that rewiring, you can drop the KSA. You can drop it. And you can begin to work on self-inquiry. When you want to drop the KSA is up to you. When you drop the KSA is when you start feeling a sense of soma. Soma means sense of inner joy that intoxicates you. When that happens, don't let it go into objects. Instead, move backwards into the background I and just simply rest into that background I. And let that state bring things to you on their own. Because it will. It will protect you. It will do everything that you need. But without the desire of anything. Don't have desires. Have least amount of desires. Because you will get attached otherwise. If you start fulfilling all desires in your life. Now I want this. Then I want that. Then I want. The list is unending for human needs. We are so greedy species. That we keep adding things to ourselves. Right? So instead, only desire you must have is to go into the sinking to the eye. There are nights I don't sleep. Most of my students know this. People may say, you have a problem with sleeping. But there are every 10 days or 12 days or 7 days, there are one or two nights I don't sleep. I find it the most beautiful time of my life. What great opportunity to do sadhana. When everybody is sleeping, I am doing sadhana. Huh? And I am sitting in this eye. And I notice how my eye wants to go to sleep. So I am not, because I am human. So I watch my clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, oh crap. 2 o'clock, oh shit, 3, I haven't slept. I need sleep, otherwise I see my brain working. I see my brain working. And that's why I'm saying it is a great opportunity for me in my life. Because all these adversities, these challenges that we are going to have in our life, ahead in our life, these are the very times that we have to inquire. Sometimes health is not well. We have two choices to do. We can panic and start frantically looking for solutions very soon. Or we can simply, because we know it is temporary. We know it is temporary. But that time that we are given at this moment of time, let us utilize that to do inquiry. Who's feeling this despair? We all have challenges. So who's feeling this? Who's feeling this? Who's now feeling insecure? Who's now feeling hot waves in my body? Who's feeling agitation? Who's feeling this anger? Who's feeling this frustration? What an opportunity. And I go, and sometimes it takes a whole night for me because different emotions arise. It's beautiful to watch it. How it is. And it settles down, leaving me in tremendous bliss, tremendous joy. Then something may arise from there. Then again I do the inquiry and I am again settled. Give me example. In our life also, we will have these opportunities. These trials, challenges are not there to harm us. They are there because to resolve the biggest riddle, the mystery that who is this who's facing these challenges? Who is this entity? Have I mistakenly taken myself to be this body mind which is going through all these thoughts, these problems, and I have identified myself with this body mind saying this is who's going through this problem. This body mind is going through this problem. And so I have identified the I to be this body mind. What a great opportunity it is. Anytime you feel any of this, that the ego feels threatened. Body mind feels threatened by certain things that have not gone according to your requirement, according to what you planned. Immediately the ego will protest. The I will latch on to a thought and start resolving it as soon as possible. It will start working towards resolving it. You have to resolve things, practical things, no problem. But let us first understand, before you go and spring into action, I must resolve this. I must do this. I must do that. Before I act, do the inner act first before you do the outer act. And that inner act of thing is, who is feeling it? Who? And you will smile and laugh because you will see, my God, this is not me. I was always a witnesser of what was going. I am the experiencer. I am not the experience. It's my body mind that is going through, and I am at the background of it. And I have to just simply acknowledge that the time when it will be resolved will be the same. So I am not guaranteeing you that, oh, if you go to the I and sit, then your problems are going to be resolved instantly. There is nothing like it. It's not meant to be that way. Because that's another trip. That, oh, if I start to be in the I, maybe my problems are going to resolve. I have not said this. I am just saying you will get resolution of who is having this problem. And when you understand this is not you who is having this problem, but your body mind which feels insecure, unhappy, rejected, whatever, a part of you will become detached from this body mind. A big part of you. That's the whole idea of our spiritual sadhana. It's like these are clothes. Our body is a cloth which we are going to shed. Every day we sit, every new day, this cloth is getting dirty. Look at it this way. After 20 years, it's not going to be the same thing. After 15 years, not going to be. After 25 years, not going to be the same thing. One day, it needs to be dropped. You have to change your clothes. Just like how you change your clothes. That's how it is. Think about it in that way. I'm now talking a very different talk today. Today, I'm giving you the most deepest of all sadhanas. The inquiry, real inquiry. Straight to the point. One that will, if you practice properly, will definitely liberate you from this false identification and association that we have. First with the thoughts and the thoughts that has with objects. So clearly there is I at the background. There is this thought or thoughts that are there in the foreground. And then there are these objects that are outside our foreground. You can say around us. These thoughts maintain relationship with the objects, and this I maintains a direct relationship with the thoughts and an indirect relationship with the objects. That's where all the problems are. Our process is simple. Coming back to this I and sinking into this I feeling and staying in there. Okay? We must do a meditation now. Right? And after we have done that, how from inside, from within, the divine will hold you. Wow. No words. You have to do. Don't hold any divine outside. There is no divinity. When I say divine, the God cannot be held. Because you don't know it. You can a drop hold an ocean? Think about it. How even how illogical it looks. You hold idols, you hold forms. Can you hold it really? Not possible. You can only hold your own identity. Bas, your essence. After that, he will hold you. You will know. Everything is safe. He watches and does everything for you. That belief and faith will naturally arise as you keep doing the process of inquiry within you. So let us on that note begin a little meditation of inquiry. Yes. So first close your eyes, everybody. Now mentally, we will go directly today to that I. Today's meditation is different. We go directly. Let's trace the sense of I. Where is this I? Where is it coming from? How does this I feel? If I have to localize this feeling of I, from where it is arising, most of you will feel it in the chest area near the right hand, right side of the heart. That is where the I is arising from. But don't go right side means you have to sit on the right side. No, just feel the area around your chest. Now inhale slowly. Feel the sense of I arising as you inhale. Hold the breath for some seconds. And then exhale deeply. Again, inhale. Feel the sense of arising, I arising. Hold it near the area of your chest. Now exhale. Slowly and feel it dissolving. Again, feel the sense of I as you inhale arising. Hold the breath for the count of 2 or 3 seconds and then exhale and feel the sense of I dissolving. With every exhalation, can you move even more deeper? Inwards, backwards, in a very relaxed manner. I am Sat. Sat means I am the truth. Truth means I am the witnesser of all things arising in the foreground. I am Sat, 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 Sat. I am the truth. I am the experience of all experiences arising in the foreground. Tell yourself this mentally. Tell yourself, I am Sat. I am in the background. I am the experience of all the experiences that arise in the foreground. Then inhale your breath. Hold it for some seconds to your comfort and capability and ability, and then exhale. Dissolving and moving, moving into this I at the background, dissolving the I. I am Sat. I am the experience at the background. I am not the foreground. I am at the background. My ability to dissolve the ego depends on my constant reminder to myself that I exist in the background experience, as experience in the background. I am not in the foreground. And my ability to relax and sink into this background I. I am Sat. I am Sat. I exist in the background. I am Sat. Again, you take an inhalation. Soft inhalation. Hold the breath to the count of three. Feel the eye in the area near the chest, and then dissolve the eye, move into the background and rest there. Then take normal breaths for some time while you are in the background. After you've done a few breaths, inhalation and exhalation, again take a deep inhalation. Feel the sense of I arising. Hold to the count of three. And then exhale back, dissolving the I, meeting at the background. I am Sat. I am the experiencer. I am the witnesser. I am the background. I am Sat. This is the truth. I am next. I am Chitta. I am Chitta, which means I am pure consciousness. I am neither this, I am neither that, I am just pure consciousness. I am pure, I am unadulterated by the influence of all qualities, all gunas, all the body and the mind and the thoughts and the situations and the environments. I am untouched by that. I am at the background. Again, take a deep inhalation. Deep but soft. Hold to the count of three. Exhale back into the background. Relaxing into the background. I am Chitta. I am pure. I am pure consciousness. I am untouched by whatever happens in the foreground. I am not the thoughts. I am not the objects. I am not the sadness. I am not the depression. I am not the anxieties. I lie at the background. I am pure consciousness. I am not this and I am not that. Anything that I appear to be is not who I am. I am beyond all appearances. I am at the background. Whatever the world appears to me is not who I am. Feel what it is. Move into the background. Stay there. Hold it there. That's all you can do. Come back to this I-ness again and again. Sinking into it, relaxing into it, being it. Enjoy it. I am Sat, I am Chit, and I am Ananda. Ananda means I am joy. I am this joy which fills everywhere in my body, outside my body, at the background, in the foreground. I am that Ananda. Any other feeling, I am not that. If sadness is there, I am not that. Any emotions, any feeling that I am feeling, I am not that. I am Ananda. I am at the background. I am the experiencer. I am pure consciousness. And I am Ananda. Again, inhale. Hold it to the count of three. Or more if you can, to your capacity. And then again, sink into the area of the chest. With this feeling, I am dissolving and making a connection to this background eye. So in short, you're reversing the normal tendency of the eye, which is always moving a connection and connecting to the foreground. You are reversing it and connecting at the background. This is the sadhana that you need to do regularly. After you've done your KSA, or whenever you are doing, even while you are in your daily engagement, daily activities, you can take some time, just breathe. My sense of I has arisen. Okay, now I shall move and connect to my background. And I go 180 degrees behind and sink into this. So you can visualize, you can feel it yourself to be 180 degree behind this body. And just simply lay down or sink into that eye. The more you will hold to this eye, and you'll become nothing and nobody. That somebody that oceanic somebody, that divine somebody will appear. That is a beauty. Many people say jnana and bhakti are different paths. No, no, no. When jnana matures, bhakti happens. Bhakti is a product of jnana. Bhakti just doesn't happen that way. Devotion just doesn't happen. Devotion happens when jnana matures. Only and only then you are called a bhakta. But first, you have to practice jnana, the path of jnana, the path of who this I is, and sever the connection that the I has with the foreground, thoughts. You understand? So, this is the meditation, guided meditation, that we can do every day or whenever you want to. And, you know, Ryan will take this clip and put it separately, hopefully, in our guided meditation page that we are making now, so that we have one in one particular page. I got a request for that, which I really like. So we will, in time, we will do it slowly and slowly. We'll have all guided meditations put in one place. So I like to, if there are any questions anybody has, we have some time, I am okay to take. I don't know if somebody wants to ask any question or anything. Please be free to ask anything that you about this I and this association that it has. If anything has come, please let me know. Anybody I can see holding, raising any hand or something? Any confusion, anything? Yes, Lalit. Lalit, you were late, I think. Are you late?
Yeah. Because
of
my
timing, I can't hear you very well. I can't make out what you say.
You can't hear me
now. I can.
Can you? Okay, so it was because of my timing. I didn't notice.
Yes, there have been changes in the timings. Yes, but
okay.
So any quick question you have, but you are you know, you have come late, so my talk is over. But
I know, but I went into the med. I have been doing this one for a while now. So just a quick question, and
I can't hear you. Is it
you
my?
You still can't hear me.
Is it because of my this thing? I don't know. Okay, tell me. Yes, yes, I can.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The question is that I understand when I go in the background that, you know, anything which I don't experience. Everything I experience is not I. So when I go in the background, but when I go in the background also, the background becomes an object. You know, my consciousness contracts trying to look for the background. And then that itself becomes a sense of an I itself.
Yes.
So how do you go back without contracting, but staying like, you know,
you know, the idea that you have contracting is also a thought.
Yes.
So this I has latched on to that thought now. Is very tricky. Very tricky. The moment you are saying I have contracting means a thought has relationship with the I has happened here. See, that time you should ask this question. Who's saying so that I am contracting? Yeah? And drop the thought. All you have to do is keep doing inquiry, because there are going to be, as you do the inquiry process, you will see that two things are going to happen. The thoughts are going to change from one to another.
Right.
And secondly, the sensations in the body are also going to change. So sometime it might be in the heart, and then you see, array, that is gone. But now some other area of my body is needing attention.
Right.
Keep inquiring. Whatever arises, you have to just latch on to this eye. Even if it feels like an object,
yeah,
you have to trust the process.
Okay.
That's all. Because anything else is another question, another thought, which the eye has latched on to. That's all. So immediately you should see to it, not believe it. The moment you, because you have believed it, you have made it a problem, no? See? You understand what I'm saying? Means you have believed this, that you're contracted. The eye feels like an object.
No, it's just the experience.
Correct. But you have, right. But everything is an experience.
Yes.
Sadness is not an experience. Sadness also is an experience. Everything is an experience. But right. The question is, all of that dissolves or no? It dissolves. It goes away.
Yes.
With time. Yeah. Either it goes naturally with time, or you do inquiry and you see through it. And yes. You transcend it. Same thing, you have to transcend this also. I am going to go into and sink 180 degree in the background. I'm not going to say it is, I'm not going to judge it. Is my object or subject or this or that? Forget it. These are all mind. Again, I has related it, got and caught a particular, latched onto particular thought. Made yes, a relationship.
No, I understand that. Understood that. Yeah.
That is what it is. So every time that happens, you inquire, who is feeling that? Who feels that? And as you keep doing it, you will see that another layer of has opened up and you have gone more deeper into it. And with that jnana, ananda increases, intoxication increases. And with that intoxication, bhakti happens. It's a very simple thing. Every time you keep, it's a very good question, Lalit, I tell you. Very good. Because we can't understand that how this thing can, because we start judging our own process. Not knowing that this is exactly what the eye is doing. The pattern of the eye to latch on to thoughts. And what are we to do? Reversing it. Becoming what Robert Adams used to say, become dumb. The more dumb you become, good for nothing. You know, you used to say, good for nothing, be dumb. Dumb as a rock. Yeah.
No, that's a completely 100% agree.
That's all. So you have to keep coming back to this and you will understand more and more what it is. How the eye starts to create relationships with thoughts. Huh? Even in spiritual thoughts, it will create. That is better for me. This practice is much better for me. When you are doing inquiry, you do inquiry. When you are doing KSA, you do KSA. When you are doing Kriya, you do Kriya. Don't think, is it not for me? Are, there are so many yogis, so many gyanis who have got great results from doing this very process. How lucky and fortunate we are. Why don't we think that? How lucky and fortunate we are that we are doing this practice. Whatever sadhana we have been given is a blessing, not less. So if it is Kriya Yoga, enjoy Kriya Yoga. Don't have this thing in your, this is not for me, I think. Who's given that thought to you? Ego. Ahankar. This is only my path. That is only my path. No. Nothing like that. I want you all to enjoy all the dimensions of your sadhana. Not just one. You see? Because everything has got a gift. And the biggest of all underlying is humility. Be humble in your life. You are nothing. Even when you are doing your sadhana, don't try to be anybody. You are nobody. Only He exists. That's all. He controls everything. See what I mean? So you can. What can you do? You are in a situation put up by somebody. You start blaming yourself or you start blaming other people. Is that the way? That is what most people are doing. No. The bhakta and jnanis, yogis understand that is not the way. It is because the I has latched on to these thoughts, the problems are happening. So arrest the I there and there, then and there. The moment any thought like that comes to agitate, you should recognize, oh my God, I got played by the I. That's all. Because your identification is so much deep with that, not your, I'm saying, Lalit, I'm saying generally. So when I say you are, means not you. All of us are having that. Not anybody. You know, everybody has that in certain time of that in their life. We are agitated over these over things. But have you seen who's agitated? Who's the one? What you think is the one is going and slipping out of your hands. He's not you. So why are you so much concerned and identified with this pseudo self, this body, mind, personality that is decaying in front of you every day of your life? You do not recognize it. 20 years, you'll be different looking than what you are. Your thought process will be different than what you are. What is the pride about? I'm giving pointers. So, only thing I know is, I am sadhak. I told this again and again. We are sadhak. Be happy to be sadhak. Bas. Worship that we are doing sadhana. What is on your achievement? I have no other achievement. No achievement is there except that I have done some sadhana. Bas. All achievement is His. God's. What He brings in our life? Accept it. See what I mean? So how will we have this intellect discernment that you get caught up? Because time goes and flies and we keep getting caught up like flies all the time. We don't realize at that moment, are what sadhana I was supposed to do? I get carried away in this fantasy world. Ego starts to work again, giving new hopes. And we create more fantasies around us. Whenever you are in the fantasy world also, enjoy your fantasy world fully. No problem. Don't get caught up. Don't get caught up. That's all I'm saying all the time. Come back to this I. Who's enjoying this? And if you can find out that time, that who's enjoying it is not you, but this foreground, then at that time, when you ever you have suffering, you will recognize and know that it is not me who is suffering also. But the thing is that both the times when we are enjoying also we get caught up. I am the one who is enjoying. And when we are suffering also we get caught up. I am the one who is suffering. See, that's why I am saying. During enjoyment, especially, you must do the sadhana more. Who's the one who's having this enjoyment? Don't get carried away. Right? So, coming back to this background, that is the sadhana we have to do. Unquestionably, we have to do it. Understood what I'm saying? Yeah? No matter what. Don't judge it anyway. I know this thought is not a judgment. It is experience. I understand that. I know that. It is what you are experiencing. But understand it that this is also the same thing that what I has done. Exactly same thing. Now it has judging your process and saying and latched on to a thought. I am contracting into this as an object. No. Ignore it. Who's saying this? And come back to this I. Stay there. it is very important that you keep coming back to this I, so that you can arrest its movement and its tendency of latching to the thought. Bas. You understood what I'm saying? Very simple process. Very simple process. By being aware of this I, you arrest its tendency and movement of going into the thought. You arrest it here. Tell it to stand there and be there, not move from there. You see? And when that happens, joy and joy and joy becomes your life. Huh? You understand? Yeah? Any other has a question? Anything? Very good question, by the way, Lalit. Anybody else has any question or anything? anything you want to share or anything? So good. So, okay. Bolo Rahul. Yes, Rahul.
I just want to share, Rajivji, how beautiful it felt. I hope you're able to hear me.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Yes, just to have this reminders and how you've connected KSA into bringing us back. That was beautiful, because I'm sensing as well is that to be in this I, KSA was an important prerequisite. It was so important to let go of the constrictions and get into expansive state. Being in the I actually helps. It's possible.
Very true. Very true. That is the reason. So that's how it is. Okay. Thank you very much, everybody. I will see you all after 15 days. Please practice this. And this meditation should be put, in a daily routine as possible. So we have a daily practice page also, which is there. So I will request Ryan to have it whenever he can do. I put it there as a special practice page and a special practice meditation that we have to do. And also on the guided meditation page. Okay. All right. Everybody, thank you very much. To be here and to enjoy, we enjoyed each other's presence and the divine love that is flowing through all of you. I love you all, and I shall see you in 15 days from now, 14 days from now. Okay. Jai Soma, Kriya Shakti. Jai Soma. Shivom. Shivom.